Psalm 54, which we are looking at today, is a very short psalm. It's a brief psalm. It's not a well-known psalm. I've never seen any of its verses ever quoted on a scripture plaque or one of these promise boxes or anything like that. Well, let me just read it, and then we'll have some brief comments on it. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your power. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth, for strangers have risen against me, and violent men have sought my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul. He'll recompense the evil to my foes. Destroy them in your faithfulness. Willingly I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all trouble, and my eye has looked with satisfaction upon my enemies. Now, the background to this psalm is in the inscription at the top, the heading, where it says, a maskil is a psalm written for the wise or for the instructed, for the learned, of David, when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, is not David hiding among us? And this was the occasion, I believe it was 1 Samuel chapter 23, when King David was hiding in the town of Ziph, and Saul was in the wilderness of Judea, hunting him down, looking for him. And the Ziphites, the people, the town dwellers of Ziph, betrayed David and told Saul that David was in their town, and so David had to flee the town. So he was not only being hunted down by his enemy, but he was betrayed. He suffered treachery by those whom he had sought refuge among. And so the psalm was written during those circumstances. And again, it's one of these psalms that calls for the judgment of his enemies, the imprecatory psalms. And we've already spoken on the fact how, strictly speaking, we can't read the Christian position or life in that. The New Testament has another, let's say, outlook or overriding view for the believers of this New Testament era when it comes to our enemies and those that oppose us. Although I say New Testament, which is not entirely true, because when you come to the book of Revelation, for example, in Revelation chapter 6, you see the souls on the under the altar, and they're crying out, O Lord, how long will it be till you judge and avenge our blood that has been shed upon the earth? But the souls under the altar there, we believe, are those that have been martyred during the Great Tribulation. The church will already be in heaven at that time. But during, let's say, the Christian era, the so-called dispensation of grace, although that's not really a right title for it, the dispensation of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit on the earth, when the church, the body of Christ, is here on the earth, our place is love your enemy.